Welcome, welcome, one and all, to the Everyday Novelist's NaNoWriMo Write Through, featuring three very tired people. I am J. Daniel Sawyer, and with me are Tori.
Hello.
And Kitty.
Hello.
It is Thanksgiving Day because we were all way too tired to record this last night when we normally would, so.
You also had a power outage.
We also had a power outage, so we couldn't get internet connectivity, and I'll lead off because I had the most embarrassing word count, I think. I had 500 words because I had a cluster headache most of the day and was out of it. And there's nothing more exhausting than sleeping through a headache. So I woke up and needed a nap. Tori, how are things with you? How's your grant writing and everything going? And how's it affecting your fiction?
It's affecting my fiction in that I haven't written anything.
Oh, no!
But that's okay. You know, done pretty well so far. It might get sent in today if the power doesn't go out. And then I'll have at least a couple of days to try to do something.
That would be great.
Just anything.
Yeah, well.
So we'll see how it goes.
You wanted to try for 10,000. That's a little ambitious at this stage, but you push as hard as you can for it. You'll get a lot farther than you
will.
Think you can.
Yeah, I'll definitely push the last couple of days. After today, doing the holiday thing and writing feverishly on something for money. Thank God.
and hey, writing is a really good excuse for ducking out.
That's right.
That's very true. Sorry, I have a deadline.
When someone's trying to push the third slice of pie on you and you're like, no, I got to go write.
I mean, I wouldn't say no to a third slice of pie. Let's just...
Oh, there's pie over there, isn't there?
Yeah,
I'm actually going to have to go. Oh.
Yeah, and Chinese Thanksgiving, so all the great Chinese food.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, mm-hmm. Oh,
hey, there's nothing wrong with a Chinese Thanksgiving as long as somebody's made dumplings.
Oh, yeah. I can't do anything without, well, Japanese. I can't do anything without gyoza, so.
Oh, gyoza.
Yeah, so we're trying it.
How about you, Kitty? How have things been in your neck of the woods?
Well, I'm only up about 150 words from yesterday, because I ended up revising.
Uh-oh.
And the revising actually made it a little leaner. And I like it, but I did lose some words.
Better double down. End of the month's coming up.
I know. I know. I do have to double down.
Yep. See, I've got 3 days left. It's the 28th, 29th, and the 30th. Got 3 days left. I've got 8,000 words more or less to go.
Mm-hmm.
I should be able to do it. But, and it's not going to be the end of the story. The story's trending towards 75K, and nothing I do seems to change that course. So, oh well.
Hey, it's better than the alternative. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Just wants to end.
Ed, the listener who's been taunting me on Twitter, he actually finished his at 26,000 words. The story was over, and he's like, I've got to scramble for another project for the month.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Meanwhile, Nathan is at like 140,000 words for the month already, that bastard.
Holy shit.
I'm going to have to get back into form so I can have proper competitions with him. That means more Nathan Lowell books for everybody, and that'll be good.
Yes, that would be very good.
Gee, I'm tired. Anyone got anything they want to gab about, or we all just want to sit and go,
Well, I did promise your listeners yesterday that we would discuss... writing on turkeys.
Oh.
Or writing turkeys. Or well, something about turkeys.
Writing on turkeys is easy. All I have to do is tie you up, strip you down, and pull out a Sharpie.
See, I went the alternate route. I was thinking giant turkeys that you put a harness on and you ride them.
Ooh.
Riding on turkeys.
Like the ostrich in Swiss Family Robinson.
Yes. Or a chocobo and what is it? Final Fantasy. Yes.
I went the other way.
we're
was going with plucking turkeys to use them for writing quills. And then eating the turkey. And maybe writing on them in edible glitter or something.
Interesting how these three things sort of mirror our stories.
We should write a book together. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, yours is like super practical, Kitty.
Yes.
Tori, yours is something out of a horror novel.
Yes, actually.
And mine is something you'd expect either from erotica or from dystopian children's fiction, which is what I'm writing.
Mm. Oddly similar instances. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's one of the differences between child's fiction and adult fiction. In children's fiction, strip searches are uncomfortable and awful, and in fiction intended to delight adults, they're part of foreplay.
True. I've been naughty this Christmas. Versus, I've been naughty, I'm not getting any presents. Darn. Oh, man. We should write some Christmas stories out of little short stories.
We put together an anthology called Santa's Naughty List.
Perfect. And then it's all up to the readers to how they want to take
That's right.
It's
and up to the writers.
Totally ambiguous. Yes.
So we get a really mixed bag of stories.
I know where mine's going.
Yeah, so do I.
And time to go. I'll see you guys later.
All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And we'll all be back, or at least some of us, maybe more of us. Who knows? We'll be back with you tomorrow. And hopefully with higher word counts. At least for me, because I made it. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.